8:56, 71 degrees. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. And we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like markets expressing mixed messages this morning as the bottom line numbers reflect more than adequate supplies. But weather has slowed harvest and removed some short-term hedge pressure in many areas. A little disappointed that we took out last week's low last night in the corn market. But it does give us a possibility of a positive setup to buy dips next week. USDA did not announce any new sales this morning on the overnight reporting system. Price action this morning, December corn currently 348 and three quarters, down three quarters. March corn 361 and a half, down three quarters as well. And new crop next December 394 and a half, down three quarters. Switching to the soybean complex, November beans in delivery 954 and a half, down three quarters. January beans 965 and a quarter, down three quarters. And next year's November beans 975 and a half, down one and three quarters. In the products, December meal down 90 cents at 310.60, and soybean oil on the plus side at 32.95, up 21. Switching to the wheat, December Chicago wheat 447, down a penny. Kansas City December steady on the day at 441 and three quarters, and Minneapolis wheat 615 and a half, up three and a quarter. Looking at the product markets, or pardon me, the dollar market, some pressure early while crude appears to be recovering after early losses. This combination looks constructive for commodities in general as the day progresses. Most markets remain in the recent trading ranges. On the topic of exports, U.S. exporters have asked Chinese buyers to lower the quality specifications for soybeans, but they've reportedly been met with opposition. Our read on this is mixed, as the quality of U.S. exports should be pretty consistent. Technically, corn took out last week's low last night, leading us to believe ideas that buying minus signs early next week is a possible situation. Additionally, the USDA's October report is due out next Thursday. Expectations here are a little bit mixed, but overall the situation remains adequately supplied across the board. It'll be interesting to see how the USDA massages the numbers from last week's quarterly grain stocks into the mix. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities joining us on this Wednesday to update us on what's happening with the commodities. Let's take a look at current conditions here in the WIOL listening area quickly. We're at 71 degrees in Urbana with mostly cloudy skies. Relative humidity at 84%, barometric pressure 30.29 inches and rising. And temperatures across the listening area right now, right around the 70-degree mark, 70 degrees in Danville, 69 degrees in Charleston-Mattoon, and 72 degrees with cloudy skies in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high of 76 degrees, west-southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, a few light showers possible with a low of 60. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered showers at a high of 75 degrees. Rain is likely both tomorrow night and Friday. Friday's high, 76 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.